Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend the Indie Circuit here on Radio St. Pete. A Radio St. Pete exclusive. Wow, I'm a little rusty. I was on this epically long road trip vacation, and hey, congratulations. You're the first show I did when I got back. I rarely take much time off from behind the mic, as I have numerous shows and numerous concerns online, and the online's concerned about me. Weird, huh? Hey, but enough about that. Here's some music.
Alrighty then.
Hi, this is Conrad Schwartz of the Insanitizers, and you're listening to the Indie Circuit on Radio St. Pete.
Oh, Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, that was the Insanitizers. Of course, that's why I played the, you know, Insanitizers Indie Circuit promo that they made for us. Isn't that nice of those guys? Very cool band. I got to follow up with them to see if they got any more stuff for us. That was Five Pickups, Relentless Squid, Dance Like a Robot, Alternate Version, Undertow Duo Guitar, and Waterboard Surfing. Interesting. Hey, I just jumped right into the music. I never even said, my name is Mao. Thank you for joining me week in and week out. You can also find a lot of my older shows on the archive section on Radio St. Pete. Just go to RadioSt.Pete.com, click on the archive and look for Indie Circuit. That's me. Sometimes we talk a lot and play a little bit of music. Sometimes we play a lot of music and don't talk so much. Not sure which is better. Deep thoughts. Well, the biggest news, of course, if you are listening on archive, this week was the kickoff of the NFL season, and of course, shenanigans ensued, and the woes continued. If you're a Tampa Bay Bucks fan, that yikes. We'll see. I'm not gonna write them off for dead yet, but they looked a little sketchy, and hopefully they can get their stuff together. It was very interesting. The number one and number two picks played each other, so they had that was the big hype. You know, the media loves to grab hold of certain things and just run them into the ground, kind of like a woman that won't give gay marriage certificates or I don't know. It just seems like sometimes a news article or a news thing will get way more play than you think it deserves. And a week later, you're like, why are we still talking about this? So the biggest thing was Tampa Bay chose Winston, who had slight moral character issues off the field, which a lot of athletes do. And then the number two pick was seemed to be a bit more squeaky clean and ready for the NFL. And that's kind of how it played out a bit on the field. But young guns, you never know. All rookie quarterbacks will make mistakes. All hope is not lost for Tampa Bay. You know, the pirate ship will continue firing the cannons. If you haven't seen a game locally, I'd advise it. It's a very interesting and awesome experience with the cannons firing whenever they get into scores and just a really cool time. So go check that out. Yay, Bucks.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap or a brooch or a pterodactyl.
Someplace in this world we can live in peace with our people.
He is from a future world. Trapped in another time, searching for his past. A hunter of incredible power and strength. In his quest for his origin, he and the woman he loves must fight hostile tribes, battle deadly beasts, and try to survive the violent forces of a newly born Earth. He is the warrior known as Yor. His medallion holds the key to his destiny. His courage makes him master of a world in chaos. His enemy uses the weapons of tomorrow to enslave a primitive planet. But his passion for freedom will set his people free. Yor, the hunter from the future.
Nervous?
Yes.
First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
Your hunter from the future. In case you were wondering, that's because I have a lot of B-movies that I watch every week because we have a B-movie review podcast that we do. I do with Dr. Morbius. He's usually on this show. This one is kind of a how to get it done, how to put stuff together, you know, kind of thing. Like I said, I was on vacation for 2 weeks of massive driving. I'll talk about that at a later date, I'm sure. Got to see some really cool stuff and experience a lot of neat stuff, but I'll wait till Dr. Morbius is here so we can talk about things as I reflect. So me and Dr. Morbius do a B-movie review podcast called The Slow Robot A-Go-Go Show. So just just go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the Slow Robot A Go Go link. If you enjoy B through Z grade movies, we are all about them. And here's some music that you should be all about.
Don't know, is a tasty burger.
Oh, yeah. That was Ginny Oops with one I don't know the name of because it's in kanji, then ho, then some more words in kanji I don't know, and then finally Minx. I did get another CD of theirs that I have to import into the computer so you can listen to it, because they are one of my favorite bands, always wacky, crazy. Them and Redback Futuria Vacuum really get rocking. I should have a translation in a couple weeks because I have a visitor from Japan coming who will fill me in on these names.
Barney, don't steal any beer while I'm gone.
What kind of pathetic drunk do you take me for? Somebody spilled beer in this ashtray!
One thing that was amazing to me in this epic road trip I talk about a little bit, I went up to, I'm sitting at work, you know, each day, and I'd planned this trip out for a long time, and it was in September, you know, I'm like, the beginning of September, Florida gets very hot. If you're listening from somewhere else, or, you know, Florida is a very hot, humid place to live, but you get used to it. So I'm sitting there at my work cubicle every day dreaming about, I'm going to go up to Kansas City for this wicked car show, and it's going to be September, so it's going to be like kind of cooling off. You know, fall is going to be hitting. I'm going to escape the heat. Well, I road trip up to Tupelo, and I road trip up to the next day. I get up to Kansas City, and it's an unseasonably hot heat wave, and my whole week it was hotter than Florida, and I was sad inside. That was a little bit of a letdown. The heat doesn't bother some people, and it doesn't necessarily super bother me, but that's because I go from an air-conditioned house to an air-conditioned car to work, which is air-conditioned, and that's why it doesn't bother me. But, yeah, I was really looking forward to a break, as it were, and no break for me. Poor Mao. Wah, wah. So I guess I will have to pine over the thoughts of a cool atmosphere, cool temperature, else, and you know, only my dreams will I get that, as I stand in front of the air conditioner and absorb all the cold air that's hitting me in the face.
Hell, every guy's got his dream, am I right? Between you, me, and the wall, I had a doozy myself last night. Get this. A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips chains, whistles yo-yos, a circus midget, my grandmother riding by on a bicycle, give me the finger, and a duck. Now, I don't know. Are you crying?
And I've lost before at the game of love, but now I'm through. She took her love and she ran away and gave her heart to someone new. But I don't care, no, I don't care anymore. What I say is true. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. No, 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 please. I don't hurt at all or miss her touch. Well, it's a lie. I lose all with each passing day, but inside my heart it dies. But I don't care, no, I don't care. With love and war now, all is fair. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. No, 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 please. feel so glad.
Oh, way. How much farther is it?
It's like far.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Life sucks.
It does?
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter because it's us showing you, presenting you an old-style Creature Feature. You know.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just Creature Features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
And remember, we care.
Yes. How's that? That was the Out of Sights. I played, oh my god, what did I play? Oh, it was like minutes ago, seconds ago. I played Please Don't Cry, Good Good Lovin', and It'll Be the Last Time. That's a really awesome band. You gotta check them out online. I got one of their vinyl records, and it came in this super glorious ultra vinyl, 180 grain, blah, 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 blah. Really great stuff, and they are very cool. I can't wait to pick up their next one. They already have another one out, and I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get it. So check them out. That is the Out of Sights. Good, good stuff.
There are monsters everywhere. In Loch Ness, a 24-mile long bottomless lake in the highlands of Scotland, it's a creature known as the Loch Ness Monster. In the Himalayas, a towering mountain range on the Asian frontier, it's the monster known as the Abominable Snowman. And in the forests of America, a beautiful wilderness stretching for thousands of square miles, it's called Bigfoot. Now comes a motion picture that shows you actual footage of these and other monsters. You'll journey to Loch Ness and watch what happened when John Cobb, British speed champion, attempted to set a new record on water in 1955. Ignoring warnings about a monster living in the lake, Cobb takes his boat onto Loch Ness. Cobb was killed, his boat disintegrated. Next, you'll join a 1951 expedition to climb Mount Everest. After months of preparation, Eric Shipton led his band of experienced, cool-headed explorers up the treacherous mountain. Higher and higher they climbed. Then, standing at the 19,000-foot level, where no man had ever been before, they saw an incredible sight. Footprints. Giant, man-like tracks stretching out across the snow as far as the eye could see. The footprints of the Abominable Snowman. And closer to home, in Marietta, Washington, you will experience the terror of Bigfoot. It all began on the night of June 6th. Rita Graham was sitting on her couch watching TV. Suddenly, a giant, hairy hand crashed through the window and groped about. The monster was next seen by Tom Stern, and 3 days later in a Boy Scout camp. In all, the small town experienced 12 encounters within 30 days. Bigfoot. The Abominable Snowman. The Loch Ness Monster. Just three of the monsters you'll see in The Mysterious Monsters. A shocking look into man's encounters with the unknown. The Mysterious Monsters.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Lord, you
大きく老人は老婆のため子牛を売って金を得る1,2,1,2,1,2,3,4 老人は汗をかき老婆のために子牛を売るその頃老婆は引きこもる1,2,1,2,1,2,3,4 No way, 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 イルフリーデか？まさかな。なんだか明るくなってきたな。よし。
That was Red Bacteria Vacuum. If you couldn't tell, they were from Japan. And if you couldn't tell, you need help. All right, that was I Don't Know the Name. The second one was The Truth, and the third one was Zero. You might notice I play a lot of stuff from Japan. That's because I love Japan. And that's okay. So basically, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show and the wackiness and the zaniness. It should be a little bit more entertaining with a little bit more talk next week as my cohort in crime, well, my cohort in this show, Dr. Morbius, should be back with me. And that's it for this week. Go Bucks! Yay, Tampa Bay. Let's see some lesser temperatures because I'm dying of heat exhaustion. My name's Mal. This has been a Radio St. Pete exclusive, The Indie Circuit.